that Beis Hillel holds you could change over silver coins into copper coins, and that's not a concern from Kesef Rishon to Kesef Sheni. It's so legabi da haba de chashivim mino mi amrinon Kesef Rishon v'loy Kesef Sheni. And so gold that's even more chashiv than that, for sure there shouldn't be a problem. Sakum we dashim before to say that Beis Hillel b'shamay holds you can't change over silver coins into golden coins, because only Kesef Rishon, not Kesef Sheni. So my answer is, here's a big difference. On my Rav Yerushalayim Kamaiswis, you're asking me kasha on this price that it says when they went into Yerushalayim, Shani Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is much different. The Pasuk says, it says about bringing up your Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, whether you're bringing up your Paris, or whether you're bringing up the money that you are Mechal the Paris onto. The Pasuk says now, V'nosato HaKesef V'chol HaShetavon HaShecho, you can take this money and buy whatever you want. Bavoko Vatsoin. So when you bring the money up to Yerushalayim, then of course you can do whatever you want. That Beis Shammai says you can't change over money a second time, that means outside Yerushalayim. Before you came into Yerushalayim, you can't change it over a second time. But once you come to Yerushalayim, there it's different. There you can change over the money to anything you want. So there's no kasha. Toshima, come on, bring another proof. And the price we had before, and this is talking about outside Yerushalayim. Ha-poyret seller. If you want to change over your money into a silver coin, like you have your prutas, you have your copper coins of Maisa Sheni, and you want to change it over now into silver coins, so you're allowed to change over all your coins into silver coins. Well, Beis Hillel says no, one half you have to still leave over in silver, and the other half you're allowed to change over into copper. Of a ketman, you want to change the copper coins into silver. So half of your copper coins, you could change over into silver coins. But the other half, you have to leave on hand, like we said before. You have to have your copper coins, so when you first come up to Yerushalayim, that's the currency there, you'll be able to buy food right away with your copper coins. But I call upon him, it says clearly here that according to Beis Shammai, you could change over all your copper coins into silver coins. And there was something about outside Yerushalayim. So you see clearly, Beis Shammai holds you could change over coins a second time. You don't make the drosha of Kesef Rishon, not Kesef Sheni. So what says true. Ella rather, the Kula Yalma, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai agree that Ha Kesef, Kesef. The third and the second time, the word Kesef, Riva, is coming to include that the money of Maisa Sheni, you could change it over a second time. The Afilu Kesef Sheni, you could change over the money a second time. Ella, if you learn the Machlaik, is like this. Eli Yitma, the Rabbi Yechon, the Rabbi Shimon, Melokish, Hochi Yitma. If you learn it, the Machlaik, the Rabbi Yechon, this is the way you're supposed to learn it. That Chadama, one of them learned Machloikis. Where's the Machloikis? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Machloikis is Vesloim al Dinrin. If you want to change over your silver coins onto golden coins, that the Beis Shammai, Sava Beis Shammai holds Gazrinan. We make a special Gzeira. Gazrinan Shema Yishor al Yosef. Maybe you'll hold back, you won't go up to the Eila Regal. If you're allowed to change over your silver coins into golden coins, like we know, one golden dinar is worth 25 silver coins. So a person won't go up until he changes over, until he has 25 silver coins to get the one golden coin. Let's say a guy right before Pesach only has 20 silver coins. They figure, listen, it's not worth it for me to go up to Yerushalayim now. It's too much of a bother. I'll wait until I get another 5 silver coins, and then I'll change it over into one golden coin, and then I'll go up to Yerushalayim. So Beis Shammai also make a gezeira that if a person could change over his silver coins into golden coins, so Shema Yeshua Ali Yosef, maybe he'll hold back from going on the regal. The Zimnin the Le Moli Zuzi Bedinri. Sometimes he doesn't have 25 silver coins. Sometimes he only has 20 silver coins so far. Vlei Masik, and he won't go up to Yerushalayim because of that. Therefore, Beis Shammai says we make a gezeira that you're not allowed to change over your silver coins of Maaseh Sheni into other coins, into golden coins. Oh, they still serve. It still helps. No, Leigazrinim. We're not afraid about this. Don't make such a gzeira. Leigazrinim Shemi Yeshua Ali Yosef. We're not afraid a person will hold back and not go up to Eila Regel if he doesn't have enough silver coins to buy to change it over into a golden coin. Tichilimoli Nami Bedin Reyasuke Masik. Even if he doesn't have enough to change it over to a golden coin, so what? He'll still go Eila Regel now. He'll take the silver coins with him. So not afraid. Avo but Peteros Al Dinrin. You want to be poida your fruits of Maisa Sheni onto golden coins, then Divrei Hakom Mechalinon. Everybody, even Beis Shammai, agrees you could be poida fruits onto golden coins. Why? Dechivon Demakivei Loi Mashrelu. That Manashok, like your fruits, are going to get spoiled. So So for sure you'll be paid to them. So you're not going to leave it over. So therefore for sure you'll take it up to Yerushalayim. Here Beis Shammai doesn't make a gezeirah, as if to say, if someone doesn't have enough fruits, he won't go to Yerushalayim, because he's going to wait until he has enough to be paid to onto gold. No, on Peiros he won't wait, because Peiros, if you wait, they'll just run away. So nobody's going to wait with his fruits. So therefore, we're not afraid that we won't go to Yerushalayim, therefore you'll have to be paid to your fruits onto gold. But I call upon everybody who holds golden coins, it's called money. You could be paid to your Maisa Sheni onto golden coins. That's what one of them, either of Yechon Mishlaka, says. The Chadama, then the other one says, no, Afilo Beperos Al Dinrin Nami Machlokes, that Beis Shammai even holds you can't be poida the fruits of Maisa Sheni onto golden coins. Because he holds golden coins is not called kesef, it's not called money, it's not called the currency that's used, only silver or copper, but not golden coins. Words are like this. Bishleim Malach Lishna Diyarma Dimidi Raisa Mishra Shari. Bishleim, according to the second Lashon we just said, that midi yiraisa, really you are allowed to be poida your silver onto golden coins. Rabbanon who the gazra bay, and Beis Shammai you only said it's also midi rabbanon, because we're afraid maybe you'd be sure you won't go out to be olerego. Hainu diktorni yaseh v'lo yaseh. That's why it says what you should do and you shouldn't do. And Rashi says v'lo katorni loshin chilel tiksava yesh chilel, because really if you mechalel your silver coins onto golden coins, it is chal. Now the chama machmirul, the chama said don't do it. That's why the Brisa says, Yasu or La Yasu.
Yeah.
That was the first Brisa. That Beis Shammai Yermim La Yasu Adam, Suloyim Din Rezov. But Beis Shammai Matirin. But Beis Shammai didn't say it's Asa, Ein Mechalin. He just said La Yasu. La Yasu is a Lashim Midrabonin. You should not do it. So according to the last Lashim in the Gemara, it's very good that even according to Beis Shammai, it's only Yasu Midrabonin. El, but according to the Pshat we learned before, El Lehach Lishna Diyamrit. That the reason why Beis Shammai says you can't be poured your silver coins onto golden coins, because it's also midiraisa, you're dashing a person called kesef. Kesef rishon v'lo kesef sheni. If so, mechalinon v'loy mechalinon mi boilei. Beis Shammai should have said lashon of loy mechalinon. He should have said you're not allowed to be mechalol your silver coins onto golden coins, because midiraisa it's also. Midiraisa Widash and Hakesev, you could only be paid the payers of Maisa Sheni one time onto money. But once you have this money, you're not allowed to be paid this money onto a second money. So that's Midiraisa. So then Beis Shammai should have said Lashon of Loy Mechalinon. Tomorrow says Kasha Nechnami. This is a little of a Kasha. Kasha always means it's a Kasha. It's not a Tufta, it's not a Pircha, but it's a little of a Kasha. Now the Gemara says like this, a new Gemara. Itma will learn like this. Rav Levi. It's a machloikis between Rav and Levi. Chad Omar, one of them says, Matabeya Nasa Chalipin, that you're allowed to use money to make a Kenyan Chalipin. Again, usually the Kenyan Chalipin is you take your handkerchief. If I want to buy your a chair, I want to buy your car, so what I do is I give you my handkerchief, and the fact you're kind of my handkerchief, it's a Chalipin that automatically I'm kind of the car back to me. Like, but here I know that I give you the handkerchief, you're automatically mocking it back to me, the chet, whatever you're giving me, and it becomes mine right away. That's a king of chalipin. So the question is, could you use a coin for chalipin? I'm giving you the money not for Teres Peroyan, not because I want to buy it with the money, but I want to give you the money with Teres Chalipin. You're kind of this money, and as soon as you're kind of the money, automatically I'm kind of the other thing right back. So the question is, Matveya a good kinyan for chalipin or not? We'll soon see what the machlokes is. So one says, Matabeya, yes, it is good for chalipin. The Chadam once says, no, we paskin like that. That ain't the matabeya, not the chalipin. We hold the money cannot be used for kinya chalipin. We'll soon see why. Now, Amar Rav Papa, my time of the mandiyama ain't matabeya, not the chalipin. What's the story according to this mandiyama that a matabeya, a coin, money, cannot be used for kinya chalipin? What's the reason? Tirashi says, don't say like the Yisrael, the Rav Nachman. He holds like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says later, "Ain't kernel el the kli." He could only use a kli to make a chalipin, because he dashes the pot that says in Rus, "To know like said, they took off their shoe. A shoe is a kli." So don't say that's right over here. The imkain, because if so, what are they arguing by a coin? They should argue by everything. So since it's a special machlokes that we can make a coin to chalipin, mashmi even up like Rav Nachman. Even though they hold anything could be used for chalipin, kli, peiros, clothing. But the shaila is, money is different. Money is also. So why not? Why can't you use money for the kinyan chalipin? Gemara says, mishum dedaite ad surta, because the person's das is upon the tsura, the form that's on the money, the picture that's on the money. And v'tzur to avida the bottler. The picture on the money is going to be lost. That's going to go off. That doesn't stay forever. So therefore, that's not called a good kinyan chalipin. So Rashi learns why not. Rashi says, mishum de daita yatzurta. Daita shomaknes achefetz, the one that wants to give away his share, for noitalam atveya, now he receives the coin for chalipin. The chalipin ainus saimech ela hatzura. The moicha really only accepts the money. He likes the picture that's on the money. Sheina matveya choshev ela deitzura. Lo chashivas of coin is the tzura, the picture it has on it. Now, the tzura to avida the butler, the form on the money is going to be destroyed. Shamelech poistla, the melech will say it's no good. The guys are lots of tzura cheresis, he's going to make up new coins soon. Hilkach, hevelei kedov v'sheinu mesuyim. V'shalom, it's something that's not exact and not complete. Well, the kamam later, we'll see in the sugya, v'matin nedov v'sheinu mesuyim kedachsiv noal. It says in the pasuk noal, a shoe. So even though we hold we don't mamish need a kli, but it has to be something that's mesuyim, that's exact, that's shalom complete. A coin, since it's a totally in vitsura, and the picture will be no good, therefore it's not called a davar mesuyim, that's why it can't be used for chalipin. Kanan, we learned in our Mishnah, says in our Mishnah, hazov, koines hakesef, if you want to buy silver coins of somebody, you're allowed to give him golden coins, the kinyan is chal, as soon as you give him the golden coins, right away you get back the silver coins. Now how does that work? My lad the chalipin, doesn't it work that the fact you give him the golden coins, like kinyan chalipin, you give him the golden coins, and as soon as he's counted the golden coins, automatically the silver coins, wherever they are, becomes yours. But they're a chalipin. So, shemami na matvei na chalipin. Like even though we say in the Mishnah that zov, gold, is called like peris against silver, but of course by itself it's really called a matveya. It is like a matveya. Like we're talking about golden coins. If so, it's totally in the tzura. Still, you see, you couldn't make a kinyan chalipin with it. Tamara says, "Lo, no, it's not the pshat in our Mishnah. Maybe the dummim. The kinyan in our Mishnah means you're buying it with the money, like you're paying with it. In other words, we hold in the Mishnah that zohav is not called kesef, but rather it's called like peris. So now that the way I'm buying the silver coins off you is I'm giving the value of it to you. Instead of giving you money, I'm giving you peris. But I'm giving you peris, but peris dummim. So then the pshat is that when I pay for it, you, I still don't own it until I get it back later. But it's not, that's not communion, it's not mine yet. Mar says, hey, achi, if so, what does the Mishnah say?